After over three decades of serving the community, Brewery Bay Food Company is closing its doors at 117 Mississauga Street at midnight, marking the end of an era for the beloved downtown restaurant. But while this chapter ends, the heart of Brewery Bay, its staff, menu, and spirit, will live on down the street at 162 Mississauga Street, in a shared space with Cowichan Craft Brewing Company, CCBC, where the restaurant's legacy will continue under the guidance of Jenna French, daughter of founder Steve Clark. At the same time, the space Brewery Bay called home for more than three decades will embark on a new journey, transforming into Seto, a dual-concept restaurant, cafe, and international grocery store led by French. As Brewery Bay's final day in its original location unfolds, emotions run high for staff, customers, and the Clark family, all of whom have played a role in shaping the restaurant's legacy. For Clark, Brewery Bay's closure is bittersweet. The long hours of transitioning staff, finalizing menus, and preparing for the new chapter of the business haven't left much time for deep reflection, but the weight of the moment isn't lost on him. "I haven't really had time to completely reflect yet," Clark admitted. "Although customers tell me stories every single day about their history here, their first dates, their anniversaries, friendships that started at Brewery Bay. It's 32 years of laughs and memories." But at the same time, he continued, the future is bright. "Jenna is going to open a new concept here that I think will be a wonderful addition to downtown Orillia. And, of course, Brewery Bay continues down the street. We've taken our wonderful staff there, our menu, and the response has been really positive." Since its opening in 1993, Brewery Bay has been known for its welcoming atmosphere. Clark's vision wasn't to cater to just one demographic, but to create a place where everyone, from students to families to business people, could feel at home. "When we opened up, I knew that you were supposed to pick a target demographic and go after it," Clark said. "But we truly wanted to open a place where everybody could come in and feel welcome, whether they were little kids, grandparents, business professionals, or students. And we really got that. We got a wonderful mixture of people who became regular customers through the years." That inclusivity helped Brewery Bay become a cornerstone of the community, a place where people came not just to eat, but to connect. Clark says a restaurant isn't just four walls, a menu, and tables, it's the people inside it. For Paul Carruthers, who has been a bartender at Brewery Bay since day one in 1993, today feels surreal. "I remember my dad sent me in here to get a job when I was 21, Carruthers said. "And I'm still here, 32 years later." Carruthers has seen generations of families walk through Brewery Bay's doors. "I've watched kids come in here with their parents to play on the jukebox," he said. "Now those same kids are coming in and ordering a drink at the bar. It's wild." Carruthers met his wife at the restaurant 18 years ago, one of the best moments of his life. "I put a heart on her Guinness," he said, smiling. "I guess the rest is history." Longtime customer Aaron Cornelis, who has been dining at Brewery Bay for nearly 30 years, described Brewery Bay as a home away from home. "I've come here just about every single day," Cornelis said. "It's a place where you see your friends, where you feel comfortable." His favorite memory of being at Brewery Bay is from St. Patrick's Day 2014. "I met a couple of new friends that night, and we're still hanging out to this day," he recalled. "It's moments like that that make this place special." The sense of community and camaraderie at Brewery Bay is what many say they'll miss most. While the doors are closing at Brewery Bay's longtime location, Jenna French is making sure its spirit lives on. "I feel like this is exactly what was supposed to happen," French said. "Life kind of guides the way sometimes." The magic that has already happened with the two teams coming together at CCBC, it's like a restaurant fairy tale, she continued. "Watching them in operations, I can feel my heart warm. The Brewery Bay way hasn't stopped. It's never been about the building, it's always been about the people." French has been leading the transition, ensuring that Brewery Bay's menu and culture remain intact at CCBC. Since launching a soft opening, she says the response from customers and staff has been overwhelmingly positive. I was nervous. I wanted to make everyone proud, she admitted. But the same regulars are there, the same staff, the same energy. It feels like home. At the same time, she is gearing up to launch Seto, an Asian fusion restaurant named after Jin Seto, one of the original owner of the building. I'm really excited about Seto, she said. It's going to bring something new and vibrant to the community, just like Brewery Bay did when it first opened. For Clark, Brewery Bay's success was always about the people, his staff, his family, and the community that embraced the restaurant. I've said this for 32 years, anything Brewery Bay ever was, it was because of the staff, he said. They held each other to high standards, they always had each other's backs. Without them, Brewery Bay would have never been what it became. To his loyal customers, Clark's gratitude is immeasurable. I'd love to give every single one of them a hug, he said. If people think about Brewery Bay and a little smile breaks out on their face, that would be wonderful. As Brewery Bay serves its final meals tonight in its original location, its impact on Aurelia is undeniable. The building at 117 Mississauga Street may change, but the memories, friendships, and sense of community created within its walls will live on, not just at CCBC, but in the hearts of those who called Brewery Bay their home away from home.